The best-selling book, Thomas Jefferson, The Art of Power, John Meacham. Before I get to that, though, I want to give you a shot at the Woodward question that he didn't really answer. Reagan, Obama, less than 30 years. What's happened in America?
I think, you know, FDR once said that great presidents become great because they come to power at a moment when ideas in the life of the nation require clarification, and they offer that clarification. Ronald Reagan's rise was an answer to the excesses of the New Deal and the Great Society. He was a man who brought the conversation from the first point being what can the state do to being what the market can do. I think what's happened in the last 30 years and what's happening right now is that we know in our hearts that the choices we face that you just alluded to, the GAO report, the expense of healthcare, the expense of the entitlements, the idea that so much of our future is mortgaged and only growing higher is a tough choice. And we're not apparently ready as a people, and certainly not as an administration, in the Obama administration, to make those hard choices. I think we're treading water in the United States, and I think President Obama is, in some ways, a figure of a treading water era.
Okay, but by treading water, and because I'm an old lifeguard and diver, you're going further out to sea.
Yep.
You're not staying where you are, treading the water, and you're not going to be able to, you know, when you want to, swim into shore. You're so far offshore now that it's almost going to be impossible to get back. I submitted to Brit Hume that the president understands that, if he can read, or maybe he just ignores the GAO report like he ignored his own debt commission. He does that. Maybe he's locked in an ideological jar that he just says, you know what, I don't give a fig. I'm going to do this, and tough, I don't care about the consequences. Maybe. But if he is a man genuinely concerned about his country, he's got to see the urgency of this, yet he does not address it.
You know, he doesn't, and I agree with that. And to torture this metaphor with President Reagan, he too was a lifeguard. Remember, he saved 77 lives on the Rock River in Illinois and always saw himself in that heroic role. But he was able to swim out and save people. What we haven't seen with President Obama yet is whether he's able to save us in that metaphor, but to lead us, to make us make these hard choices. And it just has not happened. I worry all the time. And if we do not find a growth agenda in the country to secure the middle class, which is one of the great economic and cultural achievements in history, building the post-war middle class, where we guarantee equality of opportunity, not equality of outcome, but equality of opportunity. That's the burden of, to me, the burden and the great possibility of American leadership. My own view is that the president does not know how to lead us to that place.
Okay, but you know what the irony of it is? With all the social justice and all the enormous spending and all of his Martin Luther King type rhetoric, the middle class is a lot worse off now than it was when he came in. And there is no real hope for the middle class as their wages go down because of the employment. You know, there are more workers than jobs. That drives wages down. And you know who's prospering now? And you know, John, the fat cats. The stock market's doing well. All right. It's going up because the corporations have pared back so much that their profits are rising. And the fat cats are making more money, even though he's going to take more of it. It'll outpace it. While the working men and women are worse off, and they're going to be worse off still when Obamacare kicks in, because that's going to cost the workers more than he says it is.
The most important line, and not in the speech, the most important graph is the fall in median household income over the last 12
that's
years.
That's right.
And without rectifying that, this will be an unmemorable presidency, and potentially a significantly...
And how is he going to do that in 3 years? How is he going to remedy that, turn that around so that the regular folks start to make more money? It seems to me almost inconceivable, almost impossible with his policy.
Well, with his policies, but I think we're all to blame here. I really do. I think that a lot of people don't want to hear the hard truth. People don't want to pay more taxes. They don't want to see these cuts. They don't want to embrace the Simpson-Bowles kind of proposals. These are hard choices. But guess what? You and I didn't run for president. You know, he sought the job. It is now his solemn responsibility, and I think he is a good man, and I think you agree with that. It's his responsibility to lead us. My sense is the problem at the moment is that he's allowing the dysfunction in the Capitol, which is there, and the public's reluctance to make hard choices. He's allowing that to lead him. He's not leading us.
I think you're overlooking one very important thing if you write your next book on Barack Obama.
Only one thing?
I think he's very stubborn. It's personal. He's stubborn. He's going to do it his way. And that's it. Mr. Meacham, always a pleasure. Plenty more ahead as the factor moves along this evening. We've got some live...